is very unique. The presentation is very unique. The character, the personality of the music and the presentation coming on stage is very much jazz.
But you see, remember one thing, a jazz tune is played afresh every time. It's never the same again.
The intuition was that everybody was at that time was digging in the crates and find a jazz record.
We'll be right back. Thank you. idea of jazz, which is not quite true. But the way I feel about it is that it is the only form of art that, in a way, America has created and given to the world in this century or in the past few centuries, let's say. But I think it's more of a revival in a different form of what went on in classical music before. In other words, in the 17th century, there was a great deal of improvisation in classical music, as you know. And because of the fact that there were no electrical recording techniques or any way to harmonize or to catch music and to record it, the music was written so that it could be harmonized that way. And so slowly but surely, the writing of the music and the interpreters of the written music gave way to more and more interpretation and more cerebral composition and less improvisation. Until finally, improvisation became more composer and the interpreter. So the composer even
Thank you. if love had a sound, this would be that sound.
Thank you. Vögeln. Rap Talk, gut aussehende Freundinnen.
Thank you. the brother who, you know how we do.
You should know that. tough niggas, we got to get this cheddar. The crew is fresher, the slick you went and nothing lesser. For Juan Tessa, yo, no one can do it better.
Thank you.